Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. More than 40% of Gen Z swing state voters said in a December poll that President Biden wasn't doing enough to address student debt. Yet by one measure, he's forgiven $153 billion. A look at the disconnect from Jillian Berman, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. Jillian, what's going on?
Yeah, so I think, you know, people who are concerned about student debt or who have it in their lives have been paying a lot of attention to headlines saying that President Joe Biden has canceled, you know, billions in student debt. But a lot of that cancellation is going to borrowers who've been paying for a long time. And so, you know, younger borrowers, borrowers in their 20s, even 30s, haven't really, you know, benefited from that.
So their reaction might be what? You spoke to at least a couple of them.
Yeah, so some are supportive of, you know, the fact that he's doing something about student debt, but they're still waiting to see if his plans will reach them. And, you know, young voters are a key demographic that the Biden administration is looking, or the Biden campaign, I should say, is looking to reach. And so, you know, whether or not they see this benefiting them could have some implications for the election.
Yeah, because as you say, Biden is underperforming with younger voters. Kind of peel those layers back a little bit.
Yeah, so he's underperforming with younger voters. There's a lot of reasons why that's the case. You know, younger voters have a lot of opinions on the war in Gaza right now. And then, you know, there's definitely some just, you know, more general economic anxiety. But, you know, student debt is an important issue for young voters. And so if he can convince them that he's, you know, that he's working for them on it, it could help to turn more out.
Yeah. I don't discount the fact that this is difficult for many young adults. In fact, you profiled this, I think she's a 27-year-old woman, Savannah Drake. She graduated from Arizona State. She's saddled with some debt, and she's sort of saying, what about us? But this has not really been about her.
Right. So the cancellation that the Biden administration has been able to actually push through so far is really geared towards people who have, you know, for lack of a better term, been, you know, been kind of screwed or harmed by the system that's already in place. You know, they've been paying for a long time. They've technically been eligible for debt forgiveness programs, but because of paperwork challenges, because of, you know, sort of servicer errors, they haven't actually receive that cancellation that they're eligible for under the law. And so Biden and his team, you know, went through and did a bunch of things that were really aimed at kind of like righting those wrongs. But it means that, you know, these are borrowers who have largely been in the system for a long time. And so not so much borrowers who recently graduated and are sort of coping with debt for the first time.
We're speaking with Jillian Berman, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. The woman from ASU, is she expecting it? I almost, and I'm not here to bash her, but it almost seems like she's standing there with her hands out, like, or her hat out, like waiting for a gimme from the government.
Yeah, so it's hard to say that she's expecting it necessarily. I think part of the challenge is that Biden, when he campaigned in 2020, campaigned on a broad student debt cancellation program that it was unclear at the time, but probably would have impacted borrowers, younger borrowers, and, you know, kind of borrowers more widely. And the plan that he initially announced that got struck down by the Supreme Court last summer, that plan would have impacted borrowers sort of regardless of age. So, you know, some current college students would have benefited from that. Recent college grads would have benefited from that. So there was this kind of, you know, initial setup of, okay, young people, we're going to get a benefit from this. And then, you know, things changed a bit.
Yeah. How about, I think it was a UNLV student, Salvador Avila.
Yeah, so she, you know, she's supportive of President Biden, and she was happy to see that he's taking these steps to cancel student debt and sees it as, you know, sort of first steps to a broader solution, and, you know, is hoping that some of these efforts reach her. Biden announced a plan earlier this month that, you know, is still coming together, but would perhaps impact younger borrowers as well. So there's still some room for these borrowers to be included in his debt relief plans.
Thanks, Jillian. Jillian Berman, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. Coming up next, the difficulty of proving you're not a robot. Everybody get up.